So we're going to start with becoming a nursing assistant as a professional and the environment that you would normally work in as a caregiver or nursing assistant. Most times you start out in long-term care, and a long-term care facility will house individuals who are there for rehab or for long-term, short-term rehab and long-term rehab. Usually these facilities are funded by Medicare and Medicaid. So the role of the nursing assistant, you're the foundation of nursing. You're the foundation of healthcare. You take care of that individual or that resident from head to toe. And the chain of command is quite vast in healthcare in general, but specifically in long-term care, you will have various individuals taking care of the resident, such as the physician. Sometimes they're nurse practitioners, physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists. There are dietary aides there. There are individuals who will come as social workers to make sure that person, come in as social workers to make sure that person is getting the best care possible. And mainly, you are at the helm of that person's care because you are hands-on with that individual. From the time you clock in to the time you clock out. And many times it will continue to be on your mind, even afterwards. But the main thing is that you need to try to maintain a measure of professionalism, even though sometimes you're in the situation where emotions run high, you're tired, and you feel like you can't make it another minute. But you know that holistically, you are caring for that individual and their life basically is in your hands. So, it's, for instance, if an individual or resident falls, then it's on you to make sure that they get the best care needed, meaning report that incident right away in that facility. Because there is a process that happens when the individual has a fall, and the main thing is to also keep that person from falling again. So ethically, you are their representative, you're their advocate at the most basic level, but at the most important level. So like as I mentioned, a long-term care facility for persons that need 24-hour supervised care. Meaning your mind is always focused on that person getting the highest level of care. So with that being said, we don't use the term nursing homes anymore. We use long-term care. Care being the operative word. Skilled nursing facilities, residential facilities. And each person is compartmentalized by their length of stay. As I mentioned, short-term, long-term. Some people will have terminal illnesses, such as hospice care. Some individuals have chronic conditions or physical disabilities, such as heart disease, stroke, or dementia. So these people essentially are residents, meaning this is their home. So we want to take care of them just like if they were in their home, even though it is a facility. And meaning, you know, we become familiar with their diagnosis and make sure they have the care they need, and also making sure that you notice any changes in their condition. That's a big word, changing condition. And other situations where a person receives care is home health. And that's becoming pretty prevalent now since we have more aged individuals living on their own. And I really would like to make a whole video or a whole podcast on this one day, because sometimes we take for granted the word home and home healthcare, meaning, oh, they're in their home, you can be more relaxed. And it is more relaxed to care for an individual. Sometimes you care for two individuals in the home. There still needs to be a level of professionalism, even though you do become very close as a caregiver. sort of like family, but we really want to make sure that we give that person the best care possible. And it's nice for them to be in their home. The individuals have not been known to do better, fare better when they're in their home. Other settings is assisted living, where the individual needs 24-hour care with assistance. There's adult daycare where they're in there on the individual comes on a daily basis. There's outpatient care where they're there for less than 24 hours. And as I mentioned before, hospice care. So these are all the different areas as a nursing assistant that you can work in. And there is always room for growth. There's personal growth and professional growth in these environments. And you got this. So if this is what you want to do, this is a great place to start being a nursing assistant, because you are the eyes and ears of everybody else in the facility. So you are important. No, don't worry about the pay. Just look at how you can change that person's life. And you never know where that road will lead you. Never underestimate your role as a nursing assistant. There is just no way you can be replaced, because you are important. You got this. So next time we'll go deeper into the typical long-term care facility. We'll be more specific in that area, because that's where you mostly have, there's the most need in that area in long-term care. You got this.